Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, you want some more prison insight?
I guess sure, man.
Jail.
Got about 2 minutes till George Lopez.
I'll get through this. Spent some time in the Sharpie County Jail. That's outside of Omaha. This is about smoking. 1 week, we dried out banana peels, ground them up a bit, rolled them in Bible paper, removed a wire from the covering on the sink pipe, touched the wire to the opposite ends of two AAA batteries on top of the metal sink to make the complete circuit. To exhale, we'd blow it down the toilet while it was flushing. The water draining kind of creates a vacuum.
You really have a cigarette
still
problem.
Still stunk up the place and got more of a headache than an actual buzz.
Yeah.
Dried out banana peels in Bible paper.
Yeah.
I seen him. You ever smoke dried out banana peels just for a buzz?
Yeah, I seen it.
Anybody try the eggs boiled in the urine of a 10-year-old Chinese boy?
I didn't get around to that yesterday.
Okay. I couldn't find a 10-year-old Chinese boy when I called to ask.
That's odd for you.
I know, it is.
But one thing you can't get on Amazon.
But nope. They all escape?
Jesus. No, there's an Asian family in my neighborhood, and I knocked on the door.
Yeah.
Better than that, I knocked on the door of an Asian family in my neighborhood.
Surely he knows.
Pretty sure they were Chinese. Yeah. I said, hey, you might not be Chinese, but you got a Chinese boys, you know? Yeah. I said, no, it's not weird. I just need their piss.
If you have the choice of the urine of a 10-year-old boy or an 8-year-old boy, do you go with the younger urine?
Yeah.
The recipe
now,
said 10.
Now, explain the story. Before we sound like pedophiles here, we're talking about how people make eggs in eggs cured in young Chinese boy's urine. We talked about that yesterday, right?
Yes.
Just hold on.
It's called virgin boy eggs. And it's a Chinese thing.
It's a real thing, right? Right.
Yeah, it's real.
It's still weird, though, man.
Yes.
Say, no, it's not weird. I just need their piss. And then they can leave, you know.
But apparently, if you do it for thousands of years, it's not weird anymore.
Well,
it's still weird.
Yeah. Some young guy came in.
But acceptable in that culture, apparently.
In that culture, yeah.
Only interested in the cream.
The rest of the world looks at it and says,
That's weird.
Yeah, I guess you could do it with American boy. I know more of those. I know more
boring
American boys. I know, you know.
This is not helping us sound less creepy. Not
actually,
at all.
Actually, I don't know many 10-year-old American boys anymore. You know.
All right, I'll start this story.
They all got older.
And we may get interrupted by George Lopez. In fact, I hope we do. But further proof that East Coast is just full of bastards. Trenton, New Jersey, and they can't even rat themselves out. I had to find an article in the Denver Post about this. Right. Out of Trenton, New Jersey, a drink ordered as dirty typically means the bartender should add a splash of olive juice and not contaminate the glass. Well, they found one of 29 bars targeted in an investigation. They would mix a concoction of rubbing alcohol, caramel food coloring to create a fine scotch.
Oh.
That just tells you how non-discerning most people's palates are.
Oh, no, yeah.
So it's cheaper. Some fine scotch.
Well, it was cheaper of them. So right. It tastes like scotch, right. But it's not scotch.
Mind if we give you rubbing alcohol and caramel food coloring?
I kind of do.
Yeah. It's got a kind of a peaty taste to it.
Right. That's I don't know, man. Yeah. Was that Trenton's? I mean, there was a crappy bar.
Two bars. Who's
oh, two bars. Okay.
Oh, they didn't. Don't even give them the names of the bars. We're okay. Among the most egregious examples of 29 establishments that were accused of substituting premium alcohol brands with well liquors. I'm sure a lot of places
know.
Do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And but rubbing alcohol and food coloring.
Usually place next on comedy at.
Damn.
No, you're not. No, you're not. That's why I don't plug it right now.
This
man.
Is getting, yeah, I'm gonna have to
this
wait.
Is getting vicious between you two.
Do not plug it right now.
Oh, they took the whole bar. Investigators visited establishments Wednesday, inspected bar areas, and seized approximately 1,000 open bottles of top-shelf brand liquors for additional testing.
How do they test those?
Well, to find out if, I don't know. Do
you give it real to, scotch and go, this
give
is
it to
better,
a
man.
Scotch sommelier, and he says, no.
This is rubbing alcohol and caramel, right? Yeah. Right. That might be how they do it.
There are people that can tell that. There are people that can figure that out.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't. I'm not a big scotch guy. I probably should bring it. I like that rubbing alcohol. It's pretty good, man.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
All right, final two episodes of season two of Lopez versus Lopez airs on back-to-back episodes at 8 and 8:30 on NBC, and of course streaming the next day on Peacock. Yeah. The one and only George Lopez. Hi, George.
Hello.
Morning, George.
Love your work, by the way. We talked a couple times. Go ahead, George. I love the show's great, by the way. Was your daughter an actress to begin with? Obviously, she was, right?
Isn't every kid an actor?
Yeah,
I think point. you know, she had been around comedy and she'd done it in schools, and then you know, at 12, you know, she started to say to me, "You know, I want to go to Second City when I grow up." And she went to Second City, and much like everybody who has been a star on Saturday Night Live, came really close to graduation and then left.
You know, it's funny though because you know for a fact you're in the business and we're not, but they don't just hand these things out. If they want the show to work, so she had to have the chops, correct?
Correct. Yeah, you know, I and there's no way to make anybody really good really fast. So she worked really hard. I mean, and you know, it's a brutal business, man. I mean, you know, last year we had the 2 years ago we had the one to get the whole 22, and then we got the 22. But that doesn't mean, you know, that everything's okay. And then, you know, the strike hits, and then we've done these 10. But she's been great this year. She's finding her voice really, really funny with her all the stuff that she's added. And I mean, I'm very proud of her, as I would be of any actor. But I mean, this is my daughter, so I'm more proud of the way that she's handled herself through these 3 years. It has not been easy. First of all, she's always on time, so I'm right. I'm that when I get there and she's already there.
Oh, she makes you look bad.
I mean, as a parent, I'm just so happy.
You should be. George Lopez with us.
So how does it work, George? Did you go to NBC and pitch this, or does NBC come to you and say, hey, we got an idea, and you go from there?
Well, you know, from our divorce, you know, my daughter was extremely traumatized. I think more than any kid in the world. I mean, I think maybe, you know, and she made a TikTok about a response of somebody made a video, some guy, about her mom and me, and she responded to that kid in a duet or whatever they do, and then it became kind of this thing. And Debbie Wolf, who created, you know, who had the idea for the show and brought it to us, saw it in, you know, Insomnia, you know, what can help. Insomnia's helped my career. And then she saw it and then wrote out this kind of treatment and presented it to us. So it's really based off of that one TikTok that Mayan did.
Oh, cool. So you got to thank her for the job then, right?
Absolutely. Every day I thank her, you know, because when you're out of TV or when you're out of the business, you're really out, and no one cares that you were ever in. But it feels great to be back in.
Do you like – I mean, you could be on the road doing stand-up anytime you wanted to, but would you rather be doing this and not traveling?
Or the talk show. Did you like doing the talk show?
Talk show was great. As I look back now, I could see the elements of why it didn't last longer. A lot of marijuana, a lot of drinking on camera. But I did movies for a few years, like 8 to 12, and they said, would you rather do TV or movies? I said, waiting for Jackie Chan to wire a chair falling from a factory in Albuquerque for 14 hours, I'll take TV anytime.
Let's get back to the too much weed on the talk show. You were interviewing guys where you were stoned?
Well, you know, I would give out baskets of bread. You know, Jamie Foxx brought out shots, and I would give out baskets of infused brownies and barbecue sauce and wheat checks with THC in them. And I'm like, one day I was on the freeway, and I said, maybe that's why we're not on.
Oh, so it wasn't just the host; the guests were infused as well.
Yeah. Yeah, the guests were infused, and, you know, if it was somebody's first time on a talk show, we would say, is it your first time on a talk show that we bring out shots, and everybody had to do a shot if it was their first time on a talk show?
Was there any producers, or did the bosses call in and say he's got to stop this at all?
Well, I might have given myself away one time, you know. I had Def Leppard on, and Enrique Iglesias was one of the guests, and we had been drinking, you know, during our conversation, and we got back from commercial. I said, hey, man, do you mind reading that prompter right there? Because I'm a little bit, you know, a little bit. I'm not sure if I could see that far, but I'm not sure if I could make all those words seem really natural. And then the next day I got a call. I said, were you drinking last night? And I said, was I drinking last night? At what time? Is there a time? Did you guys talk about on camera? And I said, a little bit, because, you know, Enrique Iglesias, I'm sure English is in his first language, so I'm not sure how many variations of Def Leppard he came out with.
Let me tell you where I became a solid George Lopez fan.
All right.
Was the George Lopez Celebrity Golf Classic. Are you still doing that? Do you still love the game?
It's on Monday, absolutely, yeah. Last year, my team was Robbie Krieger, Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains, Smokey Robinson, Joe Pesci, myself, and Ben Baller, who did the chain, whatever that means.
My God, that's wow. What a wide group of people that is, man.
Are they all good golfers?
You know, those guys are pretty good. Like, Robbie is really great. I mean, he's 105, but he's
I was going to say, Robbie Krieger's old, man. He's 105.
No. I mean, you know, so, but, I they were better players than I was at that time, you know, so I was, you know, I'd hurt myself. So I said, I'm going to be like your high school coach, you know, Smokey Robinson, it's a bad shot. I said, hey, tears of a clown, get your ass back in that car.
What a great group of people you just mentioned. And they're just so from everywhere, you know. It's just so crazy, man.
Joe Pesci, I've known Joe Pesci for 20 years. And all day I kept doing Jack Nicholson. Pesci, I'm going to have to use some words that aren't so nice. All day.
Can you do Pesci?
Not without saying the, you know, the press. Hey. You know, like that.
the final two episodes of the season 2 Lopez and Persis Lopez airs that next Tuesday, right?
Tuesdays on NBC, Tuesday. And then you can see it on Peacock.
It's been a great run this season. The last two episodes are amazing, and people that love the show will love the show, and people who haven't seen it yet will love the show if they saw it.
Congratulations, all the success. George, always fun with us on the radio. We appreciate
good
that.
Good luck with the golf on Monday.
Yeah. All right.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
George. Take care, man.
Bye now.
See you, man. A lot of pot. Yeah.
We got to step up.
He seems like he'd be very fun to hang out with.
We got to step up our gift basket game for our guest.
Yeah.
More infused products.
Edibles.
Yeah, that's for as hungry as we get in the morning, the last thing I need around here is a weed-infused brownie.
Yeah, plus we have to go on.
Well, that would be just for the gas.
Well, plus we couldn't read
not for you.
We couldn't read anything ourselves. You read this? No, I can't read it either. We got live commercials, so I'm not going to read. Yeah, good luck with that.
What do you think it says?
I don't know. I would just say, cars, buy cars.
We'd have to have someone come in and read the copy for us. And I
wonder who that would be.
That's not what the client's paying for.
George Lopez there. Check it out in case you missed that in the podcast. Come on back.